I'm always fascinated by period films, especially historically based period films. But what I am really more fascinated about is the fact that I know that you film a lot using improvisation for your scripts. Was this script using improvisation as well?
Yes. Made
Ah.
the same way as all my other films. I mean, that's just how I work. I mean, I've worked like that for since the mid-1960s. So for me, it's just a natural way of working. You know, it's about collaborating with actors, taking actors seriously as creative contributors in their own right. I mean, I am a writer, and the writing quality I hope is there in my movies. But I don't want to sit in a room constructing things in my head. Filmmaking is all about being there and about pulling together all sorts of stuff, you know. So it's about collaborating with actors. I mean, we always prepare for about half a year or so before we start shooting, which we did with this film. But it's about being out there on location and creating the action and the dialogue and everything else by being there and scripting through rehearsal. It's just a natural way of working. But make no mistake about it, for the most part, what you see on the screen in my films is very precise. It's scripted. It comes out of improvisation. But it's not scripted separately and given out on bits of paper. It's scripted by rehearsal, in the rehearsal.
I read that about you and I was like, oh, that's the first thing I wanted to ask you because I was really fascinated by that. So I noticed that in the beginning it was very muted grays and then it gradually became more and more color up until the end where it was just bright technicolor almost. But the thing that was fascinating to me when it was more of the muted gray in the first third of the film is that one soldier wearing the red, was that intentional for him to be the only person wearing bright colors at
Well,
that juncture in the film?
I mean, it was intentional, and of course, the point is that those guys—that's all—they came back from the war impoverished. They carried on wearing their uniforms because that's all they had, you know, basically. And there is a sort of terrible irony in this guy wearing this bright red military jacket when everybody else is wearing a drab workaday clothes. There's one scene where you see another guy wearing them.
Yes.
Those ideas present themselves from the historical background. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you see that colour progression
I
and it's
did see
there.
that.
But here's the interesting thing. The very end of the film, the parapenultimate scene, two scenes from the end, is the Prince Regent with his mistress in his palace in the Royal Pavilion at Brighton,
Yes.
Which is kind of colourful.
It was very
Then
colourful.
you see them, the journalists, in the post-traumatic condition of them after the aftermath of them, which is kind of monochromatic. And then finally, you see the funeral, which is was we shot
Goes back.
on the famous Saddleworth Moor, where that famous kids were murdered, on a very wet and grey Lancashire day, you know, and it's completely grey and monochromatic, and that's how it ends.
I love when I get to discover those types of things cinematically because I think that that drives the story in a very non-linear, silent type of way, and that's always really fascinating and wonderful when I see that in
And of course,
filmmaking.
it's subliminal.
Yes, it, absolutely, absolutely. Another thing that stuck out to me is there's a quote that one of the characters said, "When the greed of our government is greater than the needs of the people, the deterioration of our nation is inevitable. They force the prices up, the government lives well, their pockets get fat, and the people that are the laborers live a little less lovely." It was not lost on me that the parallels between that time and now, even in England with Brexit and here with the Trump administration, the parallels were fascinating. It was like, oh my God, why does history keep repeating itself?
You know what? We started preparing this film at the beginning of 2014. We started researching it, and we found ourselves fairly soon, almost on a daily basis, saying, you know what, this is getting more and more relevant. What we couldn't have anticipated in 2014 was 2016. What we couldn't have anticipated that by 2019 that things would have fallen apart at the seams. Here we know about. I mean, I was in Italy doing the press for this last week, and there they've got the rise of the far right, and it's falling apart at the seams. In the UK, it's completely disintegrated, unprecedented way, and it's totally unnecessary. Totally eccentric, mad, irresponsible, unnecessary, and it's a function, as it was here, of paranoia, xenophobia, ignorance. That's the terrible tragedy when you're looking at Peterloo. Peterloo is about democracy. Here we talk about democracy, but it's democracy gone wrong, you know.
Yes, the reformers versus the elite. The king, when he made that statement about, I know them better than they know themselves. No, you don't, because you're not living that kind of life.
Absolutely.
How do you know them better than they know themselves?
Totally.
Did you ever come from that type of life? I doubt it. The lineage with royalty is usually passed down. I don't know any royal that was a pauper before they were a royal, you
Correct.
know? So when he said that, I was like, really? really, sir? I don't think so.
Correct.
It just was so, it was like you said, it was so relevant. And I'm always moved and mind-boggled all at the same time when a film is made so far in advance, like you said, of the actual situation at hand, that you go, like I said earlier, why is history repeating itself? There was one moment where they called the king mad. I'm like, oh yeah, so the king is mad in this situation. Our president is crazy. This is very interesting.
Trump is mad. I mean, whichever way you look at it.
Oh, please, that's a whole nother conversation. Do you find yourself gravitating toward period pieces, or do you like comedy, or do you, what's your favorite genre to work in?
You've seen a number of my films, presumably.
Yes, sir.
What I like to do is, within the narrow genre of what I do, come round to my place for a meal. I'm not going to dish up the same dish every time you come.
Well, I like that analogy.
It's as simple as that, really. So, I mean, perhaps a more useful answer to the question is that even in Peterloo, there is humour. I'm in the business of doing people in a way that are real, and real gives you complexity. Us with all our faults and our foibles and our good, our virtues and our negatives, and funny and sad, and it's all rolled into one.
So the phrase, give me liberty or give me death, we know what it meant to those people during that time in history, but what does that mean to you right now?
We're talking about what we aspire to, you know, what things that are important, things that make life worth living.
What else do you have in the burners that you're working on right now?
I have no answer to that question, partly because of the way that I work. Until I know how much money I've got, I can't decide what canvas to paint. And at the moment, we're just looking for the bread, so there isn't a project yet.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lee,
it's a great
for
pleasure.
Taking
thank
time
you.
And speaking to me. I appreciate you.
Thank you.